The Little Old Lady Behaving Badly by Katarina Ingelman Sundborg. Translated from the Swedish by Rod Bradbury and read by Patience Tomlinson. When the refuse collection lorry stopped outside the bank, nobody reacted. Not even when the suction tube mouthpiece was manoeuvred out and connected to the building's waste disposal system. It was 4:30 in the morning, and none of the people out on the streets of Stockholm at that time of day were interested in rubbish, with the exception of the League of Pensioners. A flash of lightning lit up the sky, and the five pensioners looked contentedly at one another. Thunder was just what they were waiting for.
"Right you are," said Martha,
and she glanced up at the large bank palace.
"Banks don't like it when you withdraw money, but now this will really be an eye-opener for them."
She felt the buttons on the control panel for the pneumatic collector and looked out through the windscreen. The collection lorry could manage 10 tons, and what was in the bank vault would easily fit. Now all they had to do was suck it all into the tank.
"Okay, here are your face masks," said Martha,
handing out a bearded Pavarotti to Brains, a grinning Elton John to Rake, and a clean-shaven Brad Pitt mask to Christina's son, Anders.
"Out you get, and good luck."
"What about me?"
Anna-Greta objected, stretching out for the smiling Margaret Thatcher latex mask.
"Oh, yes, of course," mumbled Martha,
and she handed her the mask. The presumptive criminals put on their masks, got out of the lorry, and took up position on the street, while Martha and Christina remained sitting inside.
This was it.
Down on the pavement, Brains contentedly patted the pipe leading to the waste disposal system, adjusted his working overalls with the logo "We'll clean you out" across his chest, and walked towards the entrance. The considerably younger Anders, from the same firm, walked after him with two wheelie bins, and the others waited a while before they too followed. Rake had his bandana neatly tied around his neck, and his colleague, Anna-Greta, wearing a wide-rimmed felt hat, supported herself with her walking stick for the sake of appearances. It was, for that matter, still a little bent from when she'd taken it with her to the sauna steam room at the Grand Hotel, but it was her favourite walking stick. The friends looked up at the sky. Heavy, dark clouds, flashes of lightning and the first few drops of rain. It looked most promising. A grey rain became all the more noticeable, and the buildings turned into dark shapes in the gloomy light. You could hardly see the figures moving on the street, let alone identify them. That was just what they wanted. Brains punched in the door code and then held open the door for the others in a gentlemanly fashion.
"Don't forget to keep quiet. A few floors up, there are people asleep in their beds," he admonished them.
"Absolutely! We won't make a sound," said
Anna-Greta with her bellowing voice. As usual, she wasn't wearing her hearing aid.